This is GQDN for Thursday, May 25th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. You could get Quest Worthy as well while you're there. If you do that, it is really good stuff. Do it. MyPatreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Good stuff there. Very good stuff there. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we got some stuff coming for your PCs and a beta. A new trailer for College Football 26 and some Switch 2s. Pre-orders were canceled. But speaking of canceled, we begin today with GamesRadar.com, and they did say that EA has canceled the Black Panther game. So here's what's going on. That was yesterday. And EA did report that they canceled the upcoming single-player Black Panther game with the team Cliffhanger Games behind it because they are shutting down. And developers who are working on the title were reacting to the news on social media because they were working on what they said was a, quote, truly special, unquote, project that they were working on. Now, the concept artist Carla Ortiz did get up on Blue Sky and did say that she was working with an incredible crew while they were working on an amazing and stunning game. She also said, quote, "It breaks my heart. The world won't see it. It also breaks my heart to say goodbye to the team. What an honor to work with you all. What a sad day," end quote. Now, she did get into some of the replies for their in that thread, where she also said that they were excited to show the world about the game. And she also said that all the developers wanted to release the game. So the game will not come out. That game could have been up on PlayStation, and it could have. GameSpot, and once again, Games Radar, did say that a former executive, Shuhei Yoshida, was talking about the PlayStation subscriptions and was comparing it to Xbox. So Yoshida did talk about the expansion of the first-party titles and how they could lead the third-party studios that have been shut down out of subscription services. And the companies would prefer the growing library first-party releases instead of the experimental games. He said, quote, If the only way for people to play a game is through subscriptions, that's really dangerous because what type of game can be created that will be dictated by the owner of the subscription services, end quote. Yoshida was talking to the game developer at Gamescom Latam. Further quote, "That's really, really risky because there must always be fresh new ideas tried by small developers to create the next wave of development. But if the big companies dictate what games can be created, I don't think that will advance the industry," end quote. Now, Yoshida did say that Sony's approach is healthier for the company that would only add first-party releases to the PlayStation Plus service, and they've been on the market for a certain amount of time. Sales have fallen off for the first-party games, because if it does, it will find its way to PlayStation Plus, and that would allow more people to experience that for the first time. That is what he is saying. As for Microsoft Xbox, the Game Pass games developed by the internal studios are day one releases on the subscription program, and the third-party games also have been included in the strategy. And they're saying so far this year has only seen day one launches for the big titles like Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, Loop Prince, Doom of the Dark Ages, and South of Midnight on the Xbox Game Pass. The releases have been diverse as well, with games like Pentiment, Grounded, Hi-Fi Rush joining Call of Duty Black Ops 6 and Forza Motorsports. Now, Adam Paul, according to the article from GameSpot, was, quote, "immediately profitable," end quote. And that's where the studio did speak about why it was a good business decision to release it through Game Pass at the same time. But Yoshida did praise Microsoft for the backwards compatibility. which is part of its engineering, which he called, quote, smart and very well planned, end quote, for the subscribers. Now, PlayStation Plus and Xbox Game Pass will be the home for a third-party release in June, Remedies Entertainment, FBC, Firebreak, through the services. Now, what could be going on later on for PlayStation, since we were talking about that, is Death Stranding 2. And according to WCCF Tech, Death Stranding 2 on the beach might not get an additional DLC because Kojima was talking about that. And what he is thinking is that if they did put out a new DLC, that type of content will be outdated. Now, he said that on his radio show during the 19th episode. And he did say that the second entry of the series getting the paid DLC expansions after launch, but was also confirming that there will be no plans for that sort of content. And Kojima did reveal that the studio would support the game after launch with bug fixes and improvements. So, he also did discuss the concept around Death Stranding 2 on the beach, where he confirmed a few years back to have changed the COVID pandemic in 2020, where he initially did plan on the release of 1.5 expansion of the world that would be centered around exploring the other contents in the world where flight would be impossible. And that is where he thought of the DLC would become outdated. So the plans were scrapped. And that's where he began working on a full-fledged sequel that was also scrapped due to the pandemic. So what else could happen? Well, NV was up on X and said, quote, episode 19 of Koji 10, let's answer questions about Death Stranding 2. Air systems removed, pre-COVID storyline, DLCs? Yeah, it doesn't look like that would happen. Now, this didn't happen either. Hey, Golvin, Eurogamer.net did say that Game in the EU did cancel some Switch 2 online pre-orders 1 week before its launch. Now, game.co.uk got up on X and said, quote, statement regarding Nintendo Switch 2 online pre-order cancellations. Contact Game customer service here, and they provided a link. So what did they say? Here's the quote. Canceled Nintendo Switch 2 pre-orders. We sincerely apologize for the recent cancellation of some Nintendo Switch 2 pre-orders. We understand how disappointing this is, especially for those who have been eagerly awaiting their order. We're currently working hard to reinstate as many affected pre-orders as possible. If your order was impacted, please know that we are doing everything we can and will be in touch with further updates and next steps. Thank you for your patience and understanding while we work to resolve this. We truly appreciate your support, Game Customer Services. Now, Eurogamer did contact Game for clarification as to why that happened, but apparently there was no response to that. But Smith Toys UK also got up on X and said, quote, if you selected click buy and collect for your Nintendo Switch 2 pre-order, you can pick it up from 12:01 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. on the 5th of June. All stores open for collection. Don't forget your photo ID. Limited stock available for in-store or in-store for purchase. Get ready to level up at midnight, June 5th. Now, Game, on the other hand, will not have the in-store items for Switch 2 because Game closed its head office and main warehouse in Basingstoke, UK, resulting in job losses. Then it auctioned off the various fixtures and fittings. But I bet this will come to it. Like I told some people at work, PR Xbox did say that CD Projekt Cyberpunk 2 is entering pre-production. Now, the team did confirm that Cyberpunk 2, formerly known as Project Orion, has entered the pre-production stage. And this is the follow-up to Cyberpunk 2077. And that's where Phantom Liberty also sold about 10 million units. So now, 2025, pre-production. So here we go with more Cyberpunk. And here we go as well with more college football. ESPN did say that there was a new trailer for College Football 26, and that included a bunch of coaches and a lot more players. And that would include, as far as the coaches go, Dan Lanning, Kirby Smart, James Franklin from all of the 136 FBS schools. The game has also added over 2,700 new plays, or EA Sports will make it a full authentic football, or college football, like never before. That's a quote, by the way. And College Football 26 did revamp the Stadium Pulse system with a new crowd-based challenge, clock distortions, screen shakes, and the rivalry in playoff games. And it has a new online progression format called The Road to the College Football Playoff and the return of College Football Ultimate Team. The game comes to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on July 10th with a 3-day early access for players who purchase it bundled with the upcoming Madden NFL 26. So if you buy the bundle, you could get more stuff. But how would you like to be moved? We're going to the esports corner for a little bit, because IAM Katowice will move to Greco in 2026, according to HLTV.org. Poland's ESL Pro Tour Championship event will be moving, and ESL did announce the new event, IAM Greco, that will run from January 27th to February 8th, 2026, with the final 3 days of the competition, the playoffs, that will take place in the front of fans, words are hard, in the Tauran Arena. Now that would be a larger stage and a larger audience that could be home of the ESL's two Pro Tour Championship events. And that's where ESL Counter-Strike, to get up on X and said, quote, Hall of Heroes, the third chapter. After Hanover and Katowice, it's time to add a new chapter for Legacy. IAM Greco 2026. Could be interesting. But so was this, in a way. Esports Insider said that Esports co-founder exits Dota 2 for a new Mobile Legends bang bang roll. And they were talking, Esports Insider was talking about Sebastian Zebdebs, and he did announce his exit from the Dota 2 division to focus on the Mobile Legends Bang Bang. Now Seb, formerly known as Seven King Mad, did begin his esports career in 2011 as a Dota 2 player for Team Shakira, and then in 2016 he became the OG's coach, and he has stepped away from Dota 2. That is indeed very interesting. I bet he's got a PC. Well, if he does, or maybe if he needs one. According to PC Games In, there's a new Asus Mini Gaming PC that will now contain an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5070 GPU. So if you want that, it'll be the Asus ROG NUC. A Mini Gaming PC is on the way. And yes, it will have NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5070 GPU. It did unload some of the lineup to Asus. Has been putting its own stamp on the market. And of course, there was some comparison sizes with the current version and some other comparisons to it. And if you want the current version, which has the RTX 4070 in it, it only sets you back about $1,700. Now, if you want something soccer-wise, go into PC Games In. And Pure Xbox Rematch is available. It's in beta on Steam. It's also playable on Xbox right now and on PlayStation. And that is the final beta. Rematch got up on X and said, quote, the final beta is live on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Step onto the pitch right now and play with your team in 5v5, 4v4, and new 3v3 mode. Have fun with it. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.